unfortunately, we knew this trend was coming. More Fountain Grove residents are putting their lots up for sale, with over 40 charred parcels in the area being listed in the past month. The Fountain Grove neighborhood was the hardest hit during the October wildfires and the Tubbs fires, over 1,500 homes destroyed. Joining us right now in the KSRO Live Line is the host of the Real Estate Hour and, of course, realtor with Keller Williams, Mike Kelly. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Daniel. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, all things considering. Was this activity expected in Fountain Grove?
Yeah, I think it was expected, you know, throughout the Coffee Park and Fountain Grove, probably more so in probably Fountain Grove, simply because, you know, that's an older subdivision in the, well, not in, probably younger than, say, Coffee Park, but the property itself, those homes have been up there for quite a while, going back to 89, 86. And the people who bought those were probably thinking of retiring anyway. And now they're faced with maybe perhaps rebuilding, you know, their home of some 3,000 to 4,000 square feet. You know, it would probably be a semi-custom build. It's probably going to take, somebody can get to it, a year, maybe 2 years. And they're saying, you know what, I'm not going to spend the last maybe 5 years of my life, you know, rebuilding that house. And a lot of people were looking to move down anyway, so this kind of just forced everybody's hand. So now what they've done, they've got their insurance checks. They said, no, this is sell the lot. It's an asset we have. You know, we've got our money from the personal property we lost in our home. So now let's just go ahead and sell the asset. A lot of people have already purchased already. Some people have moved out of the area. You know, people have gone into assisted living. You know, we have a lot of folks up in, you know, Fountain Grove who are, you know, in their mid-70s and upper of 80s. So that's kind of what's going on behind the scene here.
Mike, I'm sure you get this question a lot on your radio show, heard Sundays at 9 o'clock right here on KSRO. Of course, I'm at church, so I can't listen to that, Mike, as you know.
Bless you, my son. Bless you, my
yes,
son.
Yes, thank you. Whether you're a person whose lot burned or maybe you're looking to move to Santa Rosa and want to do, what's the number one question people are sort of asking you right now about the market in specifically Santa Rosa?
Well, I think it's just inventory. It's you know, it was skinny to begin with, Larry, before the fires. Then we lose 5,200 houses. And obviously not all those were for sale, but it takes, you know, a major portion of the luxury market out of the equation. Plus Coffee Park was, you know, like one of the last bastions of affordability. So you're taking, you know, 1,100 homes out of that market. So, you know, people kind of wonder, you know, what's available up there. You know, I think it's going to be a major issue, you know, come the spring. I think there's going to be a lot of properties for sale, but I think they'll be probably purchased, you know, within the county, simply because these people, you know, are either going to be, you know, because of the lot sales, you're going to see a lot of homes for sale in Fountain Grove, a lot of homes for sale in Coffee Park, you know, and the other ones are going to be built for the existing homeowners. So I think it's the scarcity issue, and obviously our prices, this is not going to help our prices out, Larry, because, you know, with scarcity, when you have scarcity and a big demand, which we have because we're such a beautiful place to live, you know, people are going to want to be here. So that's going to probably be the big, big crunch when it comes to affordability and then just finding something to buy.
How do realtors react when they hear from city officials and from county officials the prospects of rebuilding or building up and, you know, in pretty much in all recovery efforts?
Well, the city's been pretty good about it. I mean, right now, a lot of these lots are waiting or the, you know, the magic letter from FEMA, you know, basically I think it's from the Army Corps and the county and the city issue a letter stating your property has been cleared of any, you know, toxic. So it's basically it's cleaned off. Now I can go ahead and close escrow. A lot of these properties that are in escrow, there's just a whole bunch, you know, in escrow that people are just waiting to get that letter. So, you know, the lot's clean and now they can, you know, go about the building process and the permit process. So that's the big deal right now.
Are people just, is your phone just ringing off the hook, Mike?
Well, yeah, you know, it's just been, people, you know, I've called up and a lot of people say, look, they don't want to sound like an ambulance chaser, but you think this is a good time to put my house on the market? And usually, you know, Larry, you know this, after a Super Bowl is when a lot of the market takes off in real estate. Well, we've been seeing some incredible sales. You know, I track sales over 110% of asking price, which, you know, 10% of our asking is a pretty good offer. Well, we've had offers that have sold for 135, 140%, you know, over the, you know, the 40% over the asking price. So, you know, it's a good time to sell because there's such a skinny market right now for, you know, for houses. So why wait for the spring when everybody else puts their house on the market? Put it on now. You know, that's, and so a lot of people are doing that. And then a lot of people want to get rid of these lots, and a lot of, you know, investors are out there, speculators saying, maybe I'll buy a couple of lots and sit on them for a couple of years and see what happens. And then a lot of contractors are going, hey, finally, some lots are for sale that I can buy that are affordable, that I can build a house on it, you know, and get in there and make some money. So it's a good market for those guys.
Well, it's definitely for that. I guess it would definitely be a good market for that at this time. Do we have an idea just what housing prices are looking like overall for Sonoma County? It just kind of entering the month of January.
Yeah, they're up. You know, medium home prices right around 665, which, you know, is getting, or 672, something like that. You know, the medium home price, you know, it's kind of funny, Daniel, because it's so, you know, keyed off on what's selling, and it's just kind of a snapshot of where the market is. You know, don't hang your hat too much on, you know, big high medium home prices, excuse me, because they're just indicative of what the market is doing. And when you have a very scarce product and scarce sales, which we do now, that medium price is going to be jumping all over the place, you know, and it's probably going to be jumping higher rather than lower. So right now, you know, the way the market is, we only have I think about 370 listings in a county that has a population of 500,000. So that's skinny, you know. So the thing about it is that right now, if people are out looking, they need to be aggressive. They need to move quickly. You know, and be aware of just what the market's like. You can't dawdle in these kind of markets, unfortunately. So, you know, but it could be interesting, you know, Larry and Daniel, in the spring we could have just a whole bunch of homes come on the market, you know, new construction and all sorts of different stuff. So I'm kind of looking forward to see how that shakes out.
Well, it's definitely going to be very interesting to see where housing takes us in 2018, especially after the disasters that we've just been through. Mike, thank you as always for joining us.
Gentlemen, glad to talk to you.
That is Mike Kelly, host of the Real Estate Hour every Sunday at 9 a.m. here on KSRO.